Now, on Friday morning, two dolphins became stranded on Louth's Blackrock Beach. It was a race against time to help them, but they had two unlikely saviours come to their rescue, one of whom joins me now on the phone, and it is a founding member of the Mary Wallopers, Andrew Hendy, now hero of Irish marine life. Hello, Andrew.
How are you getting on? What's the crack?
Good to talk to you. I thought you'd be too busy doing Glastonbury and Electric Picnic and all sorts of things to be rescuing dolphins.
Well, there you go. Do you know, there's always time to rescue dolphins. That's what I say.
And you wouldn't normally be there on a Friday. It was something that was sort of a year or so in the planning, or the procrastination, maybe, more correctly.
Yeah, it's funny. It's actually like, it's probably the first weekend all year that we haven't had something on, because we're kind of taking a few months off gigging. Electric Picnic was our biggest, or our last kind of thing there. Like, and yeah. Then we've one more gig in Malta this month. But anyway, yeah, Friday was like our first weekend off in ages. And me and one of my friends were going to go paddleboarding. It's actually Sean McMahon who he does all our video stuff.
Right.
That's how he turned a phone camera video into like some mental cinematic thing that he did. But yeah, we were going to go paddleboarding, and then we were told that there was two dolphins washed up on the beach. So we went over to them, and one of them was completely out of the water. So we like dug a trench to like get water in around it. And originally we were going to try and put them on the paddleboards and bring them out to the sea. But Sean rang the Whale and Dolphin Group, and they said to not move them because you can like damage their fins really easily.
Right.
Stuff like that. So we just had to throw water on for like 2.5 hours until they came.
So
and then Dundalk Sub Aqua came as well.
Your initial reaction was well intentioned, wasn't it, to put them on the on the paddleboards and bring them out. So Sean rang the Irish Whale and Dolphin people, and they said just to keep them wet.
Yeah, so they have no way of regulating their temperature, so they need to be in water to stay cold. So it was mad, like every time, by the way, I knew absolutely nothing about dolphins.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But at the time, like whenever we stopped putting water on them for like even a minute, you could see the colour of their like skin change, and like they were like so hot to touch. Like,
yeah.
So we just kept throwing water on them. And
yeah, now, Andrew, I've watched a lot of people paddleboarding this summer, and none of them bring buckets with them. So,
Sean's friend, her mom actually lives on the beachfront, so
right.
She came out with buckets a bit of the way in. At the start, we were just doing it with our hands,
right.
But then we came out with buckets, and the whole community kind of got involved. It was very good. Everyone worked together, but.
And was there, yeah, was there a human chain? Was there a human chain from the sea to
there was
the dolphins?
Yeah.
Wow!
Because the sea was fairly far out, so there was just like there was little like there was really shallow water. So some people were filling up buckets with another bucket, and then like when we had a bucket filled, we just like poured over the whale or whatever, trying not to get the water into their blowhole as well, because that can choke them.
Right.
Which would not be good.
Yeah, and did you fear for them their life at any stage?
Yeah, well, we were told when we rang the dolphin and whale group, they said to just try and keep them calm. And at the start, like they were very distressed. They were kind of like, you could see that they were kind of like they were moving around a lot and kind of like breathing really heavily. But they seemed to calm down a bit. I'd say they were getting less energy as well, but they did seem to calm down. We were kind of like talking to them and like slowly pouring the water on them and like.
Yeah.
It was very lucky that they got back out to the water though.
What does one say to a dolphin, Andrew?
I couldn't tell you that. That's between me and the dolphin.
No, yeah, I know you're a mammal. I know you're a mammal. We're both mammals here. Don't mind those fish. Those.
It was a mental experience.
Yeah, obviously that was important as well. That your tone, you weren't panicking. So you. You spoke in a lovely, loud, soothing, loud accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was great. Yeah, so me and Sean were there at first, and then there was a few other people around, but by the end, like, there was a lot of people around, so
yeah,
just trying not to crowd them too much or whatever, but...
Well done. And Sean McMahon, did he record the whole thing, or...?
He was just recording videos on his iPhone as it was happening.
Brilliant.
And then he's just a master of editing, so we put that together after. But the Dundalk Sub Aqua group and the Irish Whale and Dolphin group came down, and they actually put them into the water there as well. Oh, right. And two guards as well. But
And did anybody know that you were a Mary Walloper?
few people did, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be close enough to my house, so.
Ah, the new, yeah. I saw you on the telly at Glastonbury. That was a great gig.
It was unbelievable.
You stormed it, yeah.
It was great, yeah. The first time I went to Glastonbury, I remember looking at that stage and saying to myself, I want to play on it. So it was a nice thing to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But,
And how many people did you play to at the Electric Picnic, do you reckon?
I think it was around 30,000 or 40,000. I'm not sure exactly, but that was mad.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like completing a PlayStation game because we've played in so many stages at Electro Picnic over the years. that's like the final mission, you know?
Level seven.
Yeah. But it was great. It was really, really good. And Charles was actually running late. He missed his ferry from England. So he missed the first four songs of the set. But
that was
a bit of excitement. Is
that a sackable offence? I'm just thinking because Charles is your brother and you both the sort of founder members of Mary Wallopers. And of course, go on.
Well, I was going to say, like, Oasis are getting back together, yes. So it's probably only right that we split up now.
And is there a tension between you and Charles? You're completely different to Noel and Liam, obviously, but you know, is it difficult working with a member of your family, a sibling?
No, we actually get on pretty well. We used to row loads years ago, but we were really, really poor and we were going around the country doing gigs for nothing. And Sean will testify to our insane rows we used to have, but we actually don't really row anymore at all.
Right, yeah.
Once in a blue moon, just for a hobby now, rather than like.
And if you fell out with Charles, would you get back together, say for like, I don't know, 50 million or something? Like it's a ridiculous amount of money.
Each.
You would consider it, wouldn't you? You would.
Well, everyone does have their price, in fairness.
Yes, yeah. So busy summer. What's the Malta gig you mentioned?
We're supporting Liam Gallagher in Malta. I think it's the end of September, so that's our only gig this month.
Right.
So we're starting to write songs and kind of get stuff ready for our next album. So we're not on the road again until December.
Right. And you're doing loads there around the country, I would imagine.
Yeah. We're doing a 7 Drunken Nights tour.
Right. So we'll talk to you about that closer to the time. But for the moment, Andrew Hendry, hero of Irish marine life and founding member of the Mary Wallopers. Thanks for talking to us, Andrew. Have a good day.
Amazing.
See you now. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.